broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Now we're going.
Bubba's tied up into the mic.
Now we're going.
What in the hell?
All right, now wait a minute.
Well, you're the one that hung it up there, Robert.
I don't believe, Spencey.
Oh, yeah.
Tied her up there,
last
Bobby.
Last one there.
Don't yell at me.
Okay.
I don't. Hello, Bubba.
Hi, Harold. Hi, Bobby.
Introduce us.
It's a nice day. It's beautiful.
We just did the intro.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Intro's there.
They got to hear the intro. They just got a couple of seconds of stuff because of the
crazy stuff going on.
Soundboard right. Needed to get reset.
So right, my ears.
Plug it back in.
It goes out of this ear and then it comes out of this ear. I can't.
Oh, that's your headphone a little.
That's worse than that.
I'm going with the other one.
You got something else. You got something wrong with you, bub. Stroke.
Mike's yeah. Good. Be yep. Bad.
Be bad.
Yep.
Buckeyes right now are on playing Syracuse.
Playing good, dude.
Cuse. What score?
Bucks up six, maybe?
Are they really? They're honoring Holtzman at halftime.
Holtzman, no, they're honoring
an idiot.
Mata.
How's it going? How about Marion local Flyers tomorrow?
Flyers.
I know. Don't even get me started.
What do you got?
You can't beat Kirtland.
Oh, yeah.
They're unbelievable.
They're going down.
They're the Bears.
College team.
Ain't college no college team. Marion's going to win. Look at this guy. Jesus.
Billy Bob's in the house.
Right, Bill Stogler.
What's a good word?
How are you, Bill?
You guys on yet?
Yeah, we're on.
We're just getting started.
I don't know what Neil's doing. Trying to turn us off?
I'm trying to turn the TV on so you watch Buckeyes.
You have TV in here?
No, he's got her.
I'll tell you what. This is
we may never leave.
This is some place.
This Love. Is awesome, ain't it? Welcome. Where you been?
Thanks. Check us all.
No, you never come over.
Oh, I'm over here all the time.
You hate us.
Over here all the time, Bubba.
Ain't been on forever.
This is like a reunion tour. Bill, yeah. We got Bill and Digger.
We got Bill coming back.
This is a reunion.
We need Rocker. Big.
We need Rocker to
call him.
Come on, Rock. Get up here.
Rocker might stop down after.
See you, Bill. Bill just left.
Yeah. Okay, Bill.
In the front door, out the back.
He's unbelievable. Hey, it's basketball season, except for one school, Marion Local. But Marion for us.
Playing a little football, but.
High school-wise, Indians open up tomorrow night. The girls do. I heard Kiki Wendell is out.
Ooh, what? That's not good.
Ooh, I don't like that.
She's out.
What's going on there?
Ankle?
Yep.
Ooh. Twister.
The little Wendell girl is out.
A little bit of a twister.
Huh? No, she graduated.
Kiki.
Grab a chair.
Kiki.
Yeah, we're short on microphones, Bill. Sorry.
That's good. I was listening.
We're not set up where we can flip them all around.
We got all kinds of mics.
We got mics everywhere.
Plenty of mics.
Lots of mics.
You got Miller Lite.
Yep, there's plenty in the refrigerator.
Water, Willie.
Oh.
What do you got? Smart water?
Hope it helps.
Couple gallon over.
How much can? Who was a big winner at the horse races Saturday night? Huh?
Bubba.
And?
Fee.
And? Yes.
Copy.
Mudboat.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big winner. 600 bones.
Smackos.
Yeah, but I have a trophy sitting right here.
Ooh, Neil did get one.
Race winner. We got more trophies than Cindy McAbee.
Yeah. No, I don't think you do.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think you ever
will. Hell, we don't.
No, we're done.
Yep. Cindy McAbee.
Cindy's got a bar.
So you guys got two trophies, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, yep. We did.
And a whole bunch of money.
Mm.
That's good.
We're awesome. What a fun deal.
That was good.
That was a good deal.
Now, the horse named Sports Talk didn't do very well.
Whoops. But Billy.
The horse named Breakfast with Bill.
Kicked some butt.
Good runner.
Kicked some butt right there, second race.
Billy was flying.
Yep.
Flying around.
Is the money in there yet?
No.
What?
Nope.
You took that?
I somehow didn't get out of the Legion with that money.
Ooh. Ooh.
Don't reinvest?
Well, I reinvested, yes. That's a good way to put that.
So we got Don Kemper up here, the commissioner of the MAC, and we're going to talk a little bit about Marion Local Flyers and as what they've done. I mean, Coldwater, when you look at the programs, who is the crown Coors made the playoffs 22 straight years.
Yep.
Coldwater's made the playoffs 22 straight years. Marion Local has made the state finals
8 straight years.
Now, I'm telling you.
That's incredible.
Which one is the best?
Oh, 8 straight years is insane.
8 straight years of state finals, better than 22 straight years of playoffs?
They're both pretty impressive.
I would say that is. They're both, I mean, if I was going to 8 straight years of state finals, and how many, like a five? How many state titles
in got? That time?
Yeah.
Let's see. If they would have won in 2015, they would have 7. So they only lost one in that.
Did I read where if they win this one, that's the tied for the most?
11. Yeah, they've been tied with Cleveland St. Ignatius.
For the most state titles in college, in high school football.
So, when did your coach come?
So, Tim Goodwin's first year was 1999. And
did he take over for Kramer?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Kramer set everything up for him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kramer got, I mean, he put everything in place.
Yep.
And Tim was just basically the...
Just follow.
Yeah, he was a recipient of
just throw the ball out.
Yeah. Yep. Just toss her out.
Blow your whistle.
One made a comment too about us.
Kramer.
Kramer. It's a good thing Michael Aver was on that team.
Yep.
My nephew.
Your nephew.
Yeah, that's right.
And I did a little letter to the editor that.
Mike did or you did?
I did.
Digger was right.
Now, were you a Mariah Stein guy then?
Yeah.
And you wrote a letter to the editor?
Yep.
You said, this can't happen?
I said, what kind of class does it take to say something like that? Yeah. I mean, Fort Recovery played their butts off that night.
They did.
And damn near won.
Yeah.
Adam.
And probably should have won.
That one they can't lose when they miss a kick.
Yep.
They dropped it. He fumbled.
Yep.
Snap.
Fumbled the snap.
Really?
Roughing the kicker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't rough. Still mad about that.
Yeah, that's bad.
But anyway, Digger, I'm sure you're heading up Friday.
Yep. Well, actually, we're leaving tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yep.
So who you, where you go? And tomorrow night, you go to the game tomorrow night or?
No, we're going up, stay in a hotel, get up early not early, but.
Yeah.
Is this a guy thing? Your wife's going?
Or wife's going.
Oh, I love her.
It'll be a lot of fun.
So when you guys make this trip, are you going with a bunch of Marion people? You go with referees or what do you do?
Marion people.
Yeah.
My wife has people that she goes to the game with like on a regular basis. I try to catch as many MAC games as I can now that, you know, I don't have a kid in school. So I'm usually at multiple games and she goes to a Marion game.
So, is there any MAC crews working it? Anybody working state final?
There are actually several people that have worked in the MAC that have state finals games. I'll know more on Thursday Thursday night, but I think there's 7.
What do you get for doing a state game?
$150.
$150. Mileage?
They do pay mileage.
Hey, hotel rooms?
$150.
They don't pay for your hotel room.
So
they will give you the opportunity to they'll hold a hotel room for you, but you have to pay
for
it.
Nice of them.
Yeah.
Nice phone.
Pretty solid.
So are you a fan of the way it is now or Ohio Stadium?
Ohio Stadium.
No doubt.
Getting a kid around that wants to play at Canton.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
They see the Buckeyes. Nobody plays on that field except a high school team. And
I don't know, but the pepper cheese is good.
And one NFL team a year, right?
Yep.
That's not pepper cheese.
What's this?
It's pepperoni.
Pepperoni cheese.
Pepperoni?
That's pepper cheese.
Oh. I like that. Hot pepper cheese.
Well, most of the
I don't like this.
Most weeks you won't
eat onion cheese.
Icky. There shouldn't be any onion cheese in there. That's
pepperoni.
There's
good stuff.
There's pepperoni and there's bacon cheese.
You're solid. Good cheese.
There's no onion cheese on there.
I'm really happy.
I'll be no pooping for you for at least 2 weeks.
Fogged up.
No, listen. So I got a little bit of bronchitis. And I'm on Mucinex.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Flushing me out.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
water hose.
Jake Kanapke said, you won't believe how much you got. This stuff works.
E2 main drives with everything.
Ooh.
Oh. Figure it out.
I'll tell you what, I didn't know when I left home tonight the things I would learn when I got over
here. It's big.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
We got an athletic director yet?
I don't think.
There. Nothing?
Yeah.
Hear anything?
Haven't heard a thing.
You coming back?
Coming back.
So no pressure job.
No.
He never catch any hell.
Nope.
He catch any hell?
Piece of cake.
A little bit, maybe.
What kind of money does an athletic director make? We talked about this last week.
They're full time?
It's not a full time job.
It isn't, is it?
Nope.
I don't believe he was kind of a librarian.
He was a librarian. Yeah.
Oh.
He did some
in charge of that, and then
he did some stuff outside of.
Then Barb was always a
ticket
ed teacher.
Yeah.
Let's get money for like some tickets.
A lot of ADs, especially in the MAC, have either they are a part time teacher like Dan Koenig at Marion Local teaches classes in the morning and he gets the afternoon for his AD duties. And it's like that in a lot of schools.
Who's the best AD in the county?
They're all tremendous.
Ooh, very diplomatic.
He was diplomatic on that
one. You can't answer that, can you?
Yeah,
who's the biggest prick?
Yeah.
Can't answer that.
Can't answer that one either.
Jeff Ford came. No, I'm kidding.
Who's the worst announcer?
Pete? He's the best. Love him.
Purcell's hates him.
Yeah, they don't care
for
him.
You know what? There are a lot of people.
There's a lot of love coming from them when he leaves.
It doesn't matter where you go. If you're getting beat, you hate every announcer that's.
Whoever's announcing.
That is.
Have a safe trip home.
Hey, score by 3-point goal by.
Yeah, but there's a couple of places where their announcers are very, very dry and they don't. They're just. They think they have to be neutral. That's not a good situation to put your fans in where you're just kind of sitting there going, your guy gets one and you think.
Sport Recovery Radio is neutral.
Yeah, no, we're not. We better not be.
Huh?
Very neutral.
That's not our job.
Who's doing a game tomorrow night?
Diana Rammel. And she may get us somebody to help her out, but.
Diana. Really?
Yep.
PG-14?
Well, girls play Crestview.
At home?
Home.
Where's the boys play Saturday night?
Home.
Home.
Are you playing Saturday night?
Yes.
Yep.
Makeup.
Yep.
We took the
Dolphus Jefferson game from the 29th the 1st.
Oh.
So they're ready.
Because it wasn't initially on the schedule.
No.
Correct.
No.
Yep.
You got schedules here?
Yeah.
There's one in that book right there.
There used to be one sitting right there, but there isn't.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Buckeyes.
Down 6.
You're on the wrong game.
Down 6.5.
There's boys and girls. That's the.
It was up 6.
Don't lose that.
Why?
Because it's extremely important to me. It has all my information on it, whether I got a hold of the ADs and whether they're going to let us be there and all that kind of stuff.
Anybody say no yet?
Not yet, but they will.
Devil St. John's?
Yeah.
No chance?
Well, we didn't have a chance for volleyball, so I'm going to guess they didn't change their minds since then, but that's okay.
Don't like us?
Well, the girls open up tomorrow night.
You don't like us?
Yeah.
Delph St. John. Don't like Neil.
Ohio State's up 2.
Yeah.
Start off good.
Got 8 points first drive. Touchdown and conversion.
Start out good. What's that mean?
2-point conversion.
Huh?
Start open up second half good. They're down 6.5.
I'll bet.
Whatever.
Look it up.
It's half. 31.
Look it up, Bob.
He's so dumb.
Look it up.
Looked at it wrong.
I can't believe that we're doing breakfast with Bill again in the middle of 8 o'clock at night.
Look it up.
Google that one time.
Bet you $100 you're wrong.
He still owes Rocker $1,000 on $5 bets. $205 bets he lost.
So we're out. The Wendell girl's out. So Brenna Holman gets to start tomorrow.
Brenna. All right. She can handle it.
Throw him in the fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go get him.
Think about our girls' team. sophomore. We don't have any seniors.
Nope.
Thing about our girls' team is they're going to take some lumps this year.
Oh, I think so, too.
But we just got to keep getting better. I think we got to keep. Year. I think the fans have to understand that we're very young.
Right. We're going to make some mistakes.
Right.
Here's a prediction. Okay. They're going to knock somebody off that they shouldn't knock off this year. That's the kind of team.
I would say, yeah. You're probably exactly right.
Yep.
We'll upset somebody.
I agree. St. Henry beat Walpock last night. I seen that. A nice win for St. Henry.
Really?
Yeah.
I scored them like 17-4 in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Yeah, I only heard part of that game, and they were down. Not playing well, apparently.
Yeah.
What? All three of them or just two of them?
I think they all play.
I think they're all on the team, but one of them didn't play last night, if I remember correctly. I didn't listen to all the game, but I listened to some of it. And I think the one of them was maybe had a little bit of a tweak, an injury or something. But they're all on the team.
I got an injury. I coughed so hard I busted a
nut.
That was a peanut?
No, a rib.
Oh, a rib. That was our next guest. One of the smoked ribs from
another one
from Main Street Market.
We lost him.
Uh-oh. Oh, man, it kills me. Don't make me laugh. That's bad.
That's not good.
No, so you'll be there tomorrow night? What time are you going to get there?
Yep, 5:00.
You got to get there earlier. First game. First game.
I know.
We did first game.
We got practice.
It is Thursday, so you can take Thursday afternoon off.
I should do that.
Give me a sleeper. Give me one sleeper. At the end of your whole day.
Sleeper.
She came home good.
I think the college girl, I don't know if she can call her sleeper.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
My sleeper is Paige Fortkamp.
Paige could be. She'd be a good sleeper.
Yeah.
Well, but see, I just think all of those girls are great, so I don't see any sleepers.
But you're Neil.
Yeah.
You say that about everybody.
Yeah, you're right. I can't disagree with that.
But I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
And then the boys open up Saturday.
Yep.
That's the intrigue. That team there.
Yeah.
Who knows? Sky's the limit.
I think we're pretty good.
Yes.
We could be.
I think the Mac's really good.
I'll tell you what, the Mac may be as balanced at the top this year as any time I've been involved with it, which is 6 years.
How many teams at the top? Two, three, five?
I would say there's close to six.
I was going
to
say there's a bunch.
Yeah.
Minster's decent.
Sam said somebody stopped tuning the mic. That's got to be me, right?
Yeah. You're tuning nuts,
why? It's your dad. It's your dad.
You were choking a little bit.
Sorry, Sam.
I'm going to play with Sam. Not very good.
Sam Kanapke?
No, Sam just texted me.
Yeah.
Yeah, not, Sam Kanapke.
She wasn't very good.
Had a fake knee injury.
She had 13.
Didn't want to play anymore.
Huh?
Her best game she ever had was 13 at Fort Laramie.
I thought she had more.
She might have 16.
16 at Laramie?
Yep, she had two dunks.
We're going to hear a ding here in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
She had 18.
18-5 rebounds. Come on.
Well.
Hurt.
That team was good.
It was a good team.
Two of them are going to Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, we're going to put them in. We got beat by Knoxville that year, right? Last second shot.
Mm-hmm.
They went to state. They didn't win it, though, right?
They got beat. Yep.
Yeah. Meet in the finals, maybe?
Might be right, Fee.
I think they went all the way to the finals.
That's good, Fee. That's really good.
He has an unbelievable memory.
Yeah, it's going to be all gone here.
He has
another year.
Matt Shane error would put him to shame.
Matt remembers everything.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why?
He knows. I got nothing. He could remember what I did in junior high.
Where'd you get a Capitol shirt at? Oh, Dominican?
Columbus.
I used to help out at a camp there, and my old buddy Damon Bailey.
Damon?
Not Damon Bailey, I'm sorry. Damon Goodwin.
Goodwin. They got destroyed by Afrocentric in the finals, Sam says.
But they were probably cheating.
Yeah, probably. They were cheating when we beat them.
Saturday? Yep.
Is his son playing?
Hell yes, he's playing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is he playing?
Yep.
Playing.
How about Kyle Arns last night?
15.
Unbelievable. You watching?
Now, a little bit.
The defense actually did everything they could to stop him, and they changed their whole defense to stop him.
They're quit chewing.
That's gross.
Awesome. Two dunks.
It was on last night?
Yeah.
I'd say if we're going to quit chewing. We're going to have to take a 20-minute break so we can eat.
That kid's going to play the rest of the year. I don't think that's a fluke.
I can't believe how big he looks.
He wasn't even off the bench tonight.
Who?
Which one you talking about?
The senior.
Kyle Arns.
Caught Michigan State last night.
Michigan State.
Oh, Michigan State. All right. I was going to say, I'm watching Ohio State.
He started.
He did?
Yeah, in 15.
He played 41 minutes.
He farting. He's tilting.
Get away.
Chewing away from the
mic. Get away from the mic.
Etiquette.
I don't want to be bub.
So everybody that tilts, that's a signal?
Ohio State will never play. Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
I think he'll play.
No.
Never play.
Never?
Cheerleader.
Well, I've said that about several players and they end up playing, but we'll see.
About the one that's playing Michigan State now, that he never played. No,
yeah. He played.
Best player on the team.
Yep. No, he's tremendous.
He ain't the best player on the team.
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
You did say it 10 seconds ago.
You know what? Had he not gotten hurt, he is unbelievably athletic. I mean, obviously. Had he not got hurt.
Was he better than Justin in high school?
I think he was, and this is the reason, I think. He was injured his entire, junior year, and it kind of carried over into his senior year. So, you know, he lost, almost a year and a half.
He could dunk.
He had a great dunk.
He was unbelievable. I mean, he was unbelievably athletic.
He was athletic.
He was a lot easier to like than Justin on the court.
I agree.
I mean, it was just...
carried himself a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
Big job, though. Get it. Ohio State's good. It's just so you look at that recruiting class Ohio State's got coming in. You're saying no.
No, I agree with you.
Them guys play that.
I agree with you.
They're going to be pretty good.
We got to classify as small forward.
And then you look at them freshmen they got now.
They ain't bad.
No. And that kid from Winton Woods, what's his name? Transferred from Wake Forest. He's a...
Johnson.
Not Johnson. Good try.
Smith.
Miller.
God dang it. Who transferred? Somebody's listening. No.
Smith Johnson.
The guy from Wake Forest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't know his name.
Oh, okay.
Another one coming in today?
No, they got three freshmen that are in the top 50 coming in.
Next year.
Right.
Yeah, and that freshman here is a good. That Washington kid and Lede and somebody else. They're good.
Yeah.
P?
I like them.
You want to take a break, Spencey?
Okay.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, we can chew then.
And we can eat.
We are hungry.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Basketball season starts this week, and here are the games coming up on Fort Recovery Radio. The Lady Indians open their season tomorrow night as they host the Crestview Lady Knights. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live, starting with the JV game at 6.
Then on Saturday, the ladies will play at Wapakoneta with the JV game starting at noon. That game will also be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Then on Saturday night, the boys will start their season, hosting the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats in a recently scheduled game that isn't on the original schedules. Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that game with the JV game starting at 6. The boys' game that was previously scheduled for Friday night with St. Mary's is postponed until January 12th due to the Rough Riders' deep run into the football playoffs. It's the start of basketball season. Girls host Crestview to open up their season tomorrow night. Then they'll travel to Wapakoneta on Saturday with the JV game starting at noon. Then the boys open their season on Saturday evening hosting Delphus Jefferson in a game that was just recently rescheduled. Get your season tickets and get on the Indians bandwagon early for both our girls and boys teams. Get to all these games this week to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Saturday's home basketball game with Delphus Jefferson will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be available from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door for both adults and students will be $7. And there are still some season tickets available if you want to get tickets now for all the home basketball games with reserve seats for the boys' home games.
Need ESPN 2, I think.
You're on.
We are
back. Yeah.
Been on.
We're back. Wednesday night. Sports talk. Love and fee.
I don't know. You just have to. I have no idea. I can't see the TV from where I am, so I never turn it on.
419-516-0702 is our Hastings hotline.
The hotline.
If you got any questions for Bill Stogler, Bob Stogler, Harold Frilly, Don Kemper, any trivia questions, anything.
We can work smart.
Trivia questions.
Mm-hmm. We're smart.
If you got it. Anything.
We know everything. Well, Digger does.
Yeah,
we have a championship game.
Or nothing. I know everything or nothing.
Buckeyes got a chance. Mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
I mean, 40% chance.
That's rain.
They got annihilated. That's rain. That was a rain report.
Huh?
North Carolina's got a 60% chance of seeing that
and
winning the game against Texas. I mean, you've got a 40% chance of getting in. Unless we're going to lose Northwestern. Well, any chance that can happen?
If we stay status quo,
mm-hmm.
Where we go?
I got to go to Rose Bowl,
Rose Bowl.
Go to the Rose Bowl? I would think so.
Yeah.
If we're the first Big Ten team out, right?
That's usually what
but
I
But ain't mean. Like the top.
That's where we played last year, wasn't it? Did we play USC at the Rose Bowl?
Last year?
Remember, we didn't get in last year. But we got kind of hosed.
We played the Rose Bowl last year?
I'm not sure if it was Rose Bowl or not.
Last year, the Rose Bowl was the championship. Wasn't
you
it?
Might be right.
Yeah, I think
they might have had both games.
They probably did the Fiesta Bowl again because they love us there.
I think we did play in the Fiesta Bowl last year.
I think we played there the last 15 years in a row.
We beat the crap out of somebody last year.
USC.
USC.
Yeah, that's right.
Darnold, whatever his name was.
Darnold, yeah.
He don't miss nothing, does he? Sammy Darnold.
Sammy.
I think I've heard that before.
Hmm.
He don't miss nothing.
What was that?
That was from last week.
Last week?
Really?
Yeah. He don't miss nothing.
He don't miss nothing.
Yeah.
So Saturday night, for everybody out there listening, we had the night at the races, and it was just an absolute neat thing.
It was a neat day.
And I think they made a good amount of money, and there was a nice crowd. I think there was somewhere, somebody said 140 paid.
Probably about right.
So, but $20 a head.
We made it a lot bigger.
Yeah.
I think everybody missed out a little bit. I don't know if that's the perfect night to have it or not, but.
There are probably some people napping.
The Thanksgiving deal.
I know,
deal.
It's probably some drunks.
Yeah.
But it's really a neat deal.
Yeah.
I thought the guy who ran it did a fabulous job.
He was good.
Were you napping?
Yeah.
Napping. I missed
Saturday night? No, he was
about half.
Bill was raising money.
Celebrating Ohio State.
We were celebrating Ohio State.
That was
but
awesome.
But I think Coach Bayshore, and he was very happy with
it. I think he'd be happy.
And, yeah, I think that's going to be.
What did that money go towards?
I think the basketball program.
Yeah. Yeah, for
new warm-ups.
Warm-ups and all kind of, you know, food and all the...
I don't know if they got...
All kinds of stuff.
They made a lot of money, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think a lot of the stuff was donated. I think Dan and Teresa and Kate and Dave, and they went out and got a lot of sponsorship.
Did a great job on that.
It was great. Yeah, it was a good deal. And thanks, everybody, for supporting the basketball program. And Saturday night, they opened up with Devils Jefferson, a game that I think they wanted to get in because next Friday we play Versailles, and they didn't want to have that first game to be a league game, so... Yeah. We called Delphus Jeff, and they said, yeah, we'll play.
They were open to them.
They were the same
Saturday
deal.
Night
they had, I think they might have played St. Mary's on Saturday. And I think both of us, they canceled, so we got together. And
that's perfect.
Absolutely. Gives us a game under a bump. I think Versailles is down. They lost about everybody, but, I mean, they're Versailles, so they kind of reload.
Is that one home or away?
That's at Versailles.
That was at Versailles.
So that'll be...
That'll never be easy.
No, that's right.
Down there.
I think Corey May's got a boy that plays at 6'8".
Yep.
I think he's 6'6", but yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Well, that's plenty. That's pretty tall. We'll call it pretty tall.
How tall are you, Digger?
Tall.
He's 6'4".
About 6'4".
I'm about...
Plays bigger now.
I'm about...
He did play bigger than that, didn't he?
He did play bigger than that.
I'm about 5'14".
5'14"?
Yep. Yeah, that's not bad. It's not bad.
Close. You did play tall, though.
Yeah. Oh. what sport?
Horse racing.
Yeah, horse racing.
Play tall for a jockey.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the Indians opened up Saturday night with Jefferson. Fee ain't going to be here.
Then I'll be here.
Huh?
I'm out.
What happened?
Brother Mike.
What?
Out. Brother-in-law. Sick.
Really?
Yep.
So you ain't going to Nashville?
Out.
You're here.
Yep.
Oh, so you're good. Oh, well, good. I'm sorry your weekend got screwed up.
That's great.
I'm back.
You know what that means.
I'm going to take Monday off, though. We're still going to do something. Sunday and Monday, or do something.
You and Wyvie?
Yeah.
Hello.
That's special.
Hello.
Special.
Might go to the river, baby, or go to a boat or something.
You ought to come up to Canton with Amy.
Do that.
I mean, that'd be special.
My daughter tried talking to me on going to Pittsburgh. She's going to Pittsburgh.
Why?
For what?
Pittsburgh Steelers?
Sunday night game.
Oh.
Yep. Steelers against I don't know who.
They got tough.
San Diego, I think.
Yeah. Rivers versus Ben.
Yep.
She's going there.
Yep. They've been going every year.
I love it. It
is awesome.
Browns are going, we're going to make playoffs.
Playoffs.
If we win this week,
look out.
We should win the rest of the games.
Bengals said that 6 weeks ago.
Should.
Could.
Could.
Could. 9-5-1 get you in?
Ooh.
Yeah, because you beat all those teams that are 9-6.
10-6?
Or 10-6, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. So that tie could be large. We're a long way from winning
them. If you don't beat them, you're right.
Look pretty good against the old Bengals, though.
9-5, 9-6, and 1.
9-5?
What
are we?
4-6
and 1
now.
Right. So we beat. So, you're right.
I was thinking 10. 10-5-1.
9-1 wins would get you in the playoffs.
There's a bunch of them at 5-5 or whatever, 5-6.
Digger ain't taking back what he says either.
Digger is, he means it.
I mean it. Well, after the game Sunday, I mean, they had the list of potential playoff teams.
We're on there.
And it was like 4-5, 5-4.
Yeah.
Bengals were on there, and they're terrible.
One thing I noticed, there was nobody 500 on that list.
Really?
But I think all of them played 9 games.
Houston.
What about Houston?
Houston. Houston. Houston.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we got our Christmas show coming up.
Hey, it's time.
December 19th, Neil.
That's my birthday.
No, it ain't.
You're coming over. You gotta come over.
57.
Six.
Hello. Are you 56?
56.
Lord, no, I'll be 56.
Look good,
56. 56.
You do look solid. 56.
Yeah, damn right. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, my dentist is New Bremen out.
What do you do?
I got a letter today that said New Bremen Dental's closing.
He's had enough.
Why would you go to New Bremen to go to a dentist?
Where else you go?
Portland.
Tapman.
Cold water. Dr. Dunn. Dr. Dunn's still in operation?
I did go to Dunn.
You know my favorite Dr. Dunn story?
Mm-mm.
I was young and dumb, and I went over there, and I was kind of tight on time. I had a pretty busy schedule. I think I was maybe a junior in high school at the time.
Sure, you had a busy schedule.
Busy schedule. So I thought, you know what? I can get a Big Mac in before I go to get my teeth cleaned.
Perfect.
Probably didn't work out.
Didn't get her in?
No, I got her in.
Yeah.
They weren't impressed.
Yeah, I did that once. I did that once after I got my, like a crown or something. I stopped and got a quarter pounder. And couldn't feel anything, and I was biting my gums. I was bleeding coming up. I was like, still ate her, though.
It was good, though.
Yeah, I got her down.
Still good.
Anyway, I don't know why I said that. I have no idea.
Just to gross people out.
I just try to eat some Oreo.
No, I mean, I don't know why I said anything about New Bremen's dental. See what I mean? I drift, don't I?
You're a drifter.
I'm those things drift away.
They'll be gray.
Dobie Gray.
He did the original
Dobie
one.
Gray.
Huh?
Drift away with me.
Give me the beat, boys.
Don't drift away.
Drift away.
Sail away.
Drift away with me.
That's
sail away. Sail away.
Not Bill.
Little Stixy.
Deal, you're going to get fined.
Hey, there it is.
Do a few seconds.
You can't play music anymore.
Well, we can, but we can't do it on Facebook Live.
Give me the beat, boys.
Are we doing the Christmas show on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I don't know how we get away with that. Chuck knows how to do it, so I'm letting him do that.
What do they want us to do?
Facebook Live. We can't play music during it.
Can't play copyrighted music.
How stupid.
Which is music.
Yes. Most.
We'll do our own song.
Are you picking your nose here? That one was four inches long.
No. If Bubba sings a copyrighted song, is that legal?
Chuck has a way to make sure it gets on Facebook, and I don't argue with him, and I don't care. He makes it happen, and I don't have a problem with it.
Make it happen.
Did Urban Meyer coach his last game at Ohio Stadium?
He's coaching this week.
No. His last game in Ohio Stadium.
Oh.
I'd say yes.
No.
Yes. Health problems? No. I think he's going to say, I'm out.
I think he's done.
Plus
I think
so, too. Cleveland.
All I know is his headache wasn't near as bad this past week, if you noticed.
No, yes,
it really.
That's because everybody's getting on him.
Yeah.
Just decided to act like a baby.
No, he was comatose. If I'd have been coaching that team, I said, did we practice at all this week?
What is going on? About Maryland game?
Yeah. I'd have been so mad.
Keep in mind, Maryland beat Texas.
Ooh,
who beat Oklahoma.
I know.
But still. When you know Oklahoma beat
here's a little bit of realism.
Okay.
So I don't think the Buckeyes are one of the top four teams in the country.
I agree.
I think probably like right. Saturday they probably played close to that. Or as close as they have all year.
Oh yeah,
but who are you putting in there instead? I understand what you're saying. Oklahoma
ain't no good either.
Oklahoma, it's the last possession game.
Yep.
So who else? So I'm just saying. I understand what you're saying. We aren't
a team that is going to dominate this thing like a Clemson or an Alabama. We're worth the rest of them. Right. Those two teams.
Notre Dame. I'd take Notre Dame any day. Bring them on.
Here's the problem as I see it.
Yeah.
So you go to the national championship game, and I don't think the Buckeyes can compete with Alabama.
I don't either.
So let's say it's 1-4, and we're 4. You get absolutely stomped.
Get beat 42-6.
People are going
to
say, you know what? This happens.
Do you think Ohio State ain't going to put 30-something up on anybody they play now? They will because they're out of together. Their offense is, you know, it's fixed.
It's fixed.
Yes. Maryland is unstoppable. They scored every possession in the second half.
The game before Maryland was awful.
Well, they had
the Purdue game, which I happened to go to, was awful.
Michigan State was awful.
That's a bad pick. Michigan State game off.
Out for God's sake. They're clicking.
Now they get going.
Defensively, it's different.
Yeah, but that defense looked good this week.
So you're saying that the problem with Ohio State?
Let's get in there. We can get in there. I don't care about Alabama's not going. Alabama, if they're so dominant, they'll beat us 50-something to 30-something. Well, that's a watchable game.
Yeah.
They like a Clemson game 3 years ago in your place. They beat us 30.
Annihilation. That was annihilation.
That was terrible.
New Year's Eve. Yep, New Year's Eve.
It was all home at 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve. No, me and Arrow was sitting there.
Yeah, me and Bill's standing and kissing each other.
You're a wimp.
McLaughlin.
Why? You're a baby.
Why?
Well, something don't go right. He's just an absolute baby.
He only wants to just go home.
He wants to just go home.
He did leave on us.
Yeah. It's not all about me. It's about camaraderie, for God's sake. You ever heard of camaraderie?
You. I think everybody
so I should have sat there
and talk. And just like we are right here.
Shut up.
We need to hug.
About that.
My wife wanted to go home and do the needy. We wanted to bring in the New Year's the right way. Not sitting there with you two morons.
At 9:30? Well, I went to the New Year's.
That guy was asleep by 11.
Terrible.
It was horrible. What are you guys doing New Year's Eve?
I don't know. We usually go out in the afternoon.
What?
It actually works out pretty well.
So you're home by 8?
Get home 10-ish.
10-ish?
My Uncle Bill used to shoot a shotgun at midnight. Remember that?
Who at?
In town.
Yeah, bringing a New Year?
He'd go out and fire a shotgun. Let's do that this year. Remember Uncle Bill?
Did he ever hit anything?
Now he just shot in the sky, didn't he?
Well, you can still hit stuff. Like, did a bird come down?
What goes up has to come down.
Ever a bird come down?
You want to do that this year, Bill? You want to do it this year?
I'm in. I got a shotgun.
Do you?
I got a bunch of shells.
You got anything?
Nope.
I got
you got a gun?
Nope. I got 4 guns. We're good.
You don't have a gun?
Nope.
You got a gun?
Yep.
You ever shot a gun?
A couple times.
I'll bet. Have you really? You deer hunt?
I don't deer hunt.
You shoot tannerite?
Don't shoot tannerite.
I shoot squirrels.
Do you really?
Every day, man. I squirrels in the backyard.
I got Bill's BB gun.
I got right by my door and go out and shoot squirrels.
You can't shoot squirrels.
He can shoot anything he wants.
Absolutely, you can shoot squirrels.
I'm going to tell
you.
Not
in town.
Huh?
You can't shoot them in town.
Absolutely. I got more dead squirrels in my backyard
than Daniel Boone.
Oh, boy.
I hope Jared or
well,
Brandon, Jared comes by, awesome. he's gonna give you a ticket for parking over the yellow line. I know that.
Did I really?
Bad.
You can't see nothing. We don't. Our street lights.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, but they're pretty.
They suck.
They're pretty.
Pretty.
Jerry Goonberg's got to change some light bulbs.
Our lights are good in town.
Can't see nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Dark. They're good. Horrible. In town. Except I agree. They're terrible.
I'm down on town.
No, no.
Really?
We got that tractor parade ready to go.
We're going to have one?
Anzonia's got one.
Yeah.
They do.
They were
listening. It was last weekend.
They were listening to our show.
No, it's this coming weekend.
Yes. Right?
Tractor parade?
We're going.
Parade. Yeah.
When is it?
This weekend.
Say Friday.
Please I think
say
it Friday. Might be Friday night.
It is Friday.
Ooh, Friday, we're over.
Friday night is a tractor parade.
It's either
parade.
Friday night or Saturday night.
I can't go Saturday. It's got to be Friday.
It is Friday.
I'm taking Lane and Will.
Yeah.
You want to go or not?
Yeah, Dwight's Bar afterwards.
That's still open.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, they put up a new sign about it a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it's getting good. Yeah.
Why have we not got a Casey's? What's going on?
Can't get her done.
There's apparently a bit of a problem with the former township.
The neighbor.
Really?
Property
neighbor,
transfer.
Neighbor went crazy.
Pirates a neighbor down there. Going
neighbor's down there. Nuts.
So did they buy it?
Hey, that's me.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you guys are just messing around.
So there used to be a township hall there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or so, that'd be west of there, right?
Saturday, yeah. December 1st, 7 PM.
Son of a Peter Murphy had a dog.
Couldn't do her.
What? Right. My dad always said
all
that.
$15 per tractor if you want to hit it.
Can we get the Ford running?
25 after.
How about the case?
15. I got
what was our we old, gotta do what that. Was our old orange when we used to have dirt
with the wheel clutch?
Yeah,
with the hand clutch.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah, I only have one tire in the front.
Yeah,
I'm gonna love you, tractor. Get a cap on that baby that way.
You know, cap's supposed to be 56.
Raining.
Bring it on.
Umbrellas.
We ain't scared.
You in or out?
I mean, we gotta do basketball game.
Mm.
We're out.
Basketball. You guys are going to go to a basketball game during the All-State game?
Yeah, but you aren't going to be there anyway, Fee.
Well, I am going to be there now.
Where are you going to be, Saturday?
Last time that we did this,
probably watching the Buckeyes.
We kept getting updates. Buckeyes 7-0 over Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, remember
Buckeyes 14-0. Buckeyes 21-0. Buckeyes 28-0.
56 zilch.
It was unbelievable. The butt whip.
You might see that again.
I hope you're right.
Ivan says Saturday evening.
Saturday evening is the tractor.
Ivan's got 42 tractors, and we take one of his.
Ivan's got
100 of them.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting one of Ivo's, without hitting one of Evan's.
I'll tell you this much, though.
Ivan. Who? Ivan.
John Deere.
Evan. Ovo, Ivo.
Huh?
How about Ivan? If Chuck Hine have as much money as anybody in town ever.
Kim Day and Chuck Hine are the richest two people in Mercer County, and Ivan.
Those guys are loaded.
Yeah. I agree with you, Billy. It's unbelievable.
There's no question about it.
I agree Jimmy with you.
And Ivan and Chuck Hine, Buck Hine, are loaded.
Loaded.
Just want to pass that on.
All right. I hear there's another car garage down here on the south side that's doing really well. Broke.
You're unbelievable.
Petering right now.
You have no cars. Place.
I know.
Poppleman's got 14. You got one.
I know. I'm going to go buy some.
And the 14 he has is worth just about as much as fees one.
Are you stupid?
Well, he sells the older... lower priced cars.
I bought one months. There once.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah. You do?
Steve Tatum.
Yep, once.
Randy Tatum.
Trucks.
Golf carts.
Trucks.
All right. Let's get some trucks and golf carts.
Trucks with golf carts in the back.
Golf carts with them.
Why not?
How come you don't sell a pickup truck?
Why don't you?
Because they're $30,000 a piece. I can have two of them out there.
Borrow money from Ivan. He's got
look out the window and see the next 10 vehicles what they are.
Trucks.
8 out of 10 will be trucks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You in or out?
Well, those Cooper's got a meeting over here, and they're all Cooper trucks.
You just saying.
Cooper's got to buy them, too.
Yep.
Am I right?
Good point.
Right.
There we go.
Truck. You own a truck?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Nope.
You got like a little...
You're loaded.
Car.
You're loaded.
I've got a car.
It looks like a truck.
Yeah, I mean, if you, I don't know, don't look at it. It probably looks a lot.
Huh?
Neil's loaded.
Neil is 65 and a bachelor. How much money has that guy got?
Think about that.
$6.
$6.
I only have one person earning income, Bob.
What's that mean?
That means you have two people earning income at your house.
Oh, yeah, Jody? Yeah.
Bubba's a spender.
Two people to share all the expenses
big
with.
Spend a little time with me.
I've never had a job that paid more than $7,000 a year.
The best version of Big Spender is at the Bellagio Hotel with the lights and the water fountains.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Never heard
it. Just saying.
I never heard it.
Yeah, Ivan's got to be loaded. You can't.
Oh, Ivan Kaufberg's loaded.
Yeah. I'm creepy with that.
Kim Day's loaded.
Kim Day is?
Kim be loaded.
Oh, Kimby's got more money than God. Who else? Buck. He's got unbelievable money.
Big Shepherd.
I say down one.
Let's go.
We're on now, boys.
Neil, what is that?
Big Spender.
Big Spender. A real big spender.
What are we going to do?
We ain't going to have it in here. Too small.
Chuck is planning to have things in our new studio room by that Chuck. Time in the
we
back.
Have you.
This is plenty big. This is a lot bigger than what we had before.
This ain't as big as we had before.
Well, but we have all this behind the reception area and down the hall.
I think you got plenty.
But we he wants to have it into the table. Yeah. He wants to have it in the new studio by then. That's his plans, but he's somehow Cooper's keeps getting him busier and busier. So
he's Chuck is a loser. I hate Chuck.
Okay. I have the opposite feeling.
Idiot.
No, I don't think he is. I
think so.
So what do you think, basketball team? Give me your
all right,
ideas.
So let's look at here's how I'm breaking down the girls' basketball. I'm gonna break you down.
Break them down.
The winner of the girls' MAC basketball, Minster Wildcats.
Yes.
Everybody back. Best player in the league. They got guards. They got the big center.
That'll be fair.
The girls going to Xavier. I don't see them losing one game. I'm going 20-0 Minster Wildcats. 22-0 Minster Wildcats.
Yikes. Somebody get them. That might be the 4 week carry upset.
Listen.
Derry was talking.
Listen to this. This Minster team has a chance to be one of the MAC's all-time best girls' basketball teams.
Thanks.
Yep.
That's a statement, right?
That is a statement.
That's a heck of a statement.
They are freaking awesome.
I would take the 10th best and go against anybody I've ever seen.
Fort Laramie. Don't sleep on Fort Laramie, girls.
We skirmished them. They was good. They wasn't Minster.
Okay.
they're good. Name Minster.
They're young.
Fort Laramie.
We're young.
We want Minster. We want Fort Laramie. Right. We want Holyfield.
When's the Battle of the Fort? Do we have Battle of the Forts?
Yep.
We don't play Fort Laramie, Neil.
Pretty sure we do.
Pretty sure we don't. There, bub.
Fort Laramie, 26th away.
Boys.
Just scheduled that one.
January 26th at Fort Laramie.
Okay, that's the boys.
Girls, I don't think we play
girls, them. Girls, you probably don't play them if you scrimmage them.
No, we don't play them.
No.
We play the boys, though.
I know, but the girls don't.
Okay.
Their boys are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All they went to state last year.
Didn't they?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
The boys? No, they got beaten in the regional by Marion Local.
Wrong.
Nope.
You might have been at that game, huh?
Could have been there.
Is that Bron kid? Is he a senior?
Yep.
He's done.
They had about three of them.
Yeah, they had them dudes with the mullets.
Yeah.
Yes.
They had a bunch of guys with mullets.
Twins or whatever.
They had one. What were their names? Schlegel?
No.
I don't remember.
It's close.
What's the coach's name? Girls coach.
Britton. Oh, girls coach? Poppleman?
Nope.
Patch.
Good one.
Carla Schlegel.
Good one.
Carla.
Good one's the coach there.
Carla
Sager. Yep.
Sager.
That's the
boy's name. Yep. Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, Sager. Now, you know how I knew that?
No.
Because that semi drove by, and we have a guy who hauls pigs. The Sager Trucking.
Yep.
Well, I'll be dang.
I'll tell you what. How you make connections
big.
In your mind.
It is.
Bubba doesn't miss us.
Okay, so anyway, I'm going back down my... I got Minster winning the MAC, and I got Coldwater second.
Girls.
Mm-hmm.
What about Versailles?
Coldwater, Versailles. Versailles, good. They got Mackle down a girl.
Winter girl back.
Yeah, they're good, Auntie. I forgot about Versailles. They drilled Van Wert last night. Nope.
Oh, they drilled Dolphins. St. John's.
Yeah.
First MAC game.
Yeah. All right, I'll go Minster, Versailles, Coldwater, Fort.
We're fourth.
St. Henry, us, Marion.
I'll be about the same.
Bremen's best player didn't go out. That Macy put off. She didn't go out.
Really?
Yep.
Buckeyes down seven. They are down seven.
Are you watching the game or are you just making it up again?
Nope, it's up there now.
This time he's actually watching it.
Oh, okay.
We'll come back.
It's up there now.
Mm-hmm.
How much time we got?
4 minutes.
So that's where
Ten
I'm.
10 minutes.
There's only four.
10 minutes.
I don't even know why I listen to him. Seriously, don't know why. The boys, what do you got?
Boys? Marion Local's going to be tough.
Coldwater's going to be tough.
Hey, Coldwater's going to be tough. Actually.
Minster's going to be competitive.
Minster will be decent.
St. John's going to be pretty good.
St. John's.
Fort Covey's going to be good.
Fort Covey's going to be pretty good.
St. Henry's going to be good.
Yep.
There's big.
There's your six.
You know who's going to be pretty good? Ready for this?
There you go.
Parkway Panthers.
Parkway is going to be, yeah.
Doug Hughes' boy's going to be a sophomore.
I saw them this summer over Coldwater. They played in that summer league. I mean, they have made some. Number one, they have some really good athletes.
New Bremen's going to be good. Hell, their JV team drilled us last year.
They got a freshman.
Their sophomore class is good.
Sophomore and freshman.
And they're, yeah, I was going to say both of them.
You're right, Digger. Mac and basketball boys is going to be.
The only thing New Bremen's got going against them is Brad Francis coaching them. Bruce, you grad. I mean, how can you do that?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't do it.
No, I'm kidding. I really am.
I know. He'll do a good job there.
He will.
Yep. Well liked.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll. I mean, that's what I said earlier. The MAC, I think, in girls basketball, you're talking about maybe, I think I kind of agree with you. There's
two or three.
Probably four teams that are going to be competitive in that. Top,
yeah,
you know, Minster is obviously somebody to watch out for. I think Versailles is somebody to watch out for, and then you got Coldwater and you know,
Fort St. Henry.
Yeah, like I said, and some of those teams, Coldwater, Fort St. Henry.
What's Marion got in girls basketball?
Not very good.
I don't believe.
I mean, when I say not very good, I don't think
not very good MAC standards.
Yeah, they don't have probably the depth.
Yeah.
That they need, but I mean, they have some good players, don't get me wrong.
Yep, yep, yep.
But those, the middle of the road teams this year in the MAC in girls are going to knock some people off that they shouldn't.
I agree. I think it's going to be a fun year. And we talked about earlier, Fee, about Fort Recovery is going to be right there in the thick of things, and both boys and girls. And I really look forward to this basketball season. I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Boo.
Boo. Were you leaning there, Bob?
Oh. That wasn't me, it was Digger.
Oh.
Wasn't me, it was your mother.
It's your mama.
Whoa.
So anyway, I'm getting back to what else we got, Phoebe. When's the junior high opened up? Did they play yesterday?
I don't think.
A lot of junior high teams opened
junior
up.
High girls started up last night.
Yeah, boys are right. December.
Because the 7th grade girls didn't score the first half. I seen Ross's tweet.
Whoops.
Said our 7th grade girls are getting beat like 20-0 and a half.
Oops.
I think our 7th graders didn't get many players down there. 8th right? grade's pretty good. 6th grade's pretty good. 7th grade's got a lot of young kids. So.
He said his niece. Who would his niece be?
That'd be Donnie and Brenda's. What's her hope? No.
Hope, faith.
Faith. Yeah.
Okay.
Charity.
That's the dog.
Oh.
I may have made that up. But they do only have two kids.
How's the rib?
You okay, Bob?
Bad. Spielus. Doug Spielus.
Got your pop back in.
I called Doc Carr.
Doc Carr. No time.
Closed on Tuesdays.
No room.
He'd break your rib anyway.
He'd crack me good, wouldn't he?
He'd hammer you.
He would. Now there's a rumor going around.
What you got?
I heard this rumor today. Ready for this?
Yep.
There's a rumor that there's an outside chance Breakfast with Bill could start up instead of Insight.
It's back. 7 o'clock.
Supper with Bill?
Supper with Bill.
Supper
with Bill
and Rocker. Rocker and Bill.
Supper. Call it dinner. Supper. Dinner with Bill.
Dinner Bell. Dinner Bell. Oh,
dinner Bell.
Soup with Stogler.
Your daily burp.
I don't get it.
After supper?
After supper belch.
Belch.
Burp.
After Bill supper. Belch.
Bring that up to Rocky. Excited.
This would be Neil. What do you think? Can we get him in?
Yeah, but the one problem with that, which wouldn't really be a problem, is every 5 minutes we'd have to run our disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of Fort Recovery Radio.
Sit here, listen to guys fart.
Yeah,
most disgusting show ever.
It is filthy. Yeah, filthy animal.
How about the football season this year, Digger? Was the MAC Marion one of those years?
Saturday.
Marion will lose. Marion's an underdog.
They won't lose Saturday.
Friday.
Yeah, they're an underdog.
I would really say that they are.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Tim Goodwin tweeted this week that a coach from Mogador said good luck or whatever, and he said, yeah, we need luck. And I think he said good weather.
Really?
Yep.
Because I think they just pound the ball, don't they?
It's the way they beat Marion in 2015. They simply run the ball and get 4 or 5 yards carry and
take all the clock.
Yep. Control the clock. You know, obviously, when you don't have the ball, you can't score.
I think the weather for Friday is perfect, ain't it?
Yeah, but if you get an interception, you can run it back or pick up a fumble.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't make too many mistakes in 2015. Curlin. No. Marion did.
Yeah. Yeah. Fumbled about 3 times.
One at the 2-yard line. Yeah. It was a killer.
Well, you know what you should do is get down there on the sidelines and tell them not to do that.
You get on the field for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, your groovy tags?
Yeah, groovy tag.
Hey, I got one of them.
I had one once.
It was awesome.
Might be Lana.
He gave you one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Christmas.
He was on the field.
I saw the field. Thanks, bub.
I remember seeing him.
Yep.
That's nice of you. Joe Metzger had one. You gave one to Joe Metzger.
I did not give anything to
you. Yes, you did. Joe Metzger had one.
He did. He was down there somewhere.
Yeah. I didn't get one. I'm up there freezing.
You didn't get one?
Nope.
We had one.
Well, what happened to that one?
Every one of Fort Recovery fans had one.
We had one.
I had one.
I mean, everybody in Fort Recovery was on the sideline at some point in that game.
Wyatt had one.
Yep.
Wyatt, where's he at?
Don't know. Not sure.
You want to take a break?
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's 9 o'clock. We've taken one break in an hour.
You better pay some bills. We got to pay some bills. Jesus.
Yep.
This is bad.
Yep.
We got to pay bills. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There will also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prize of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Brazales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yep.
Joined by the commissioner of the MAC, Don Kemper. Bill yep. Stogler stomps up, entertains us a little bit. What about the Brownies Sunday? What'd you think of that?
Back
over the. Wasn't that unbelievable? They're actually.
Ain't bad.
Baker Mayfield is the crap.
And Chubb.
Chubb, well.
I think he might be real, too.
So yeah. When is Mayfield going to get arrested for something stupid?
Then no.
Yeah, you shut your yappers.
Mayfield made a comment today.
Just going by history.
Yeah, I know.
Mayfield made a comment, I think it was today, about people were giving him a little bit of grief about being immature.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there's a difference between being immature and being comfortable in your skin. And he says, I don't care what people think.
Yeah.
I liked him.
I did too.
Hugh Jackson.
Well, he said.
He lost 30 games. What am I supposed to love him?
Yeah. And he says after the press conference, you know, he's in front of the mic. So what do you think of you? He said, well, he left here and went to Cincinnati. Why do I, you know, he left here and, you know, in one of them deals. And then the people are saying, hey, he's getting a job. He's working, worried about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with Baker on this one. Damn it. We don't have to suck up to you, Jackson.
No. What'd he do for us?
Won three games in 3 years.
Got us three games in 3 years.
I tell you, I just love him. Love everything about him. Like his fire, like his... I think he's a leader.
I do, too.
I'm impressed with the Browns.
I think... I like that Dorsey. I think he is a great...
Yeah, I do, too.
I think he hasn't done... He can figure out personnel.
He got in there wrong. And he was like, okay, get rid of all these losers. And he did it. He got rid of half the team.
Yeah.
We're done with them. They're all losers. I don't care if they were number one draft picks or number two, whatever. Get rid of them. They're terrible.
Yep.
They're killing us. And then you went out and you got all these young guys, and they're coming along.
It changed the culture of the Browns.
He did. They feel like they can win.
I actually felt bad for Cincinnati.
Did you?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, they you know, a guy like Jeff Vaughn, love Vaughn. To follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
The sky's always falling.
It is.
Love him.
Yeah.
But the sky's always falling.
That guy will never be, he'll be so happy when they get rid of Marvin.
Well, Marvin and Dalton.
Yeah.
He really isn't a fan of either one of them.
What did his boy have on Twitter? I got to look this up because it's a classic.
I actually love it. I you know, if I don't have too much going on Sunday,
yeah,
I just like go to his just Twitter account.
Yeah.
And I just stay right there.
Yep.
What's his boy's name?
Trevor?
Yeah. Here was his poll he had. Ready?
Bring it.
Who are the most annoying fans on Twitter? Ohio State fans, Browns fans, Jeff Vaughn. Yeah, I love it. He just gives it right to his pappy.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Good job there, Trev. You did good. Yeah, I don't know. I like the way I like to watch the Browns on Sundays. I used to get so mad. And you know, with a couple breaks early in the season, that 4-6-1 or whatever they are.
Oh, yeah. We can be 500.
I could be 6-4-1.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the Oakland game was a joke.
I mean, You could have won enough games that Hugh Jackson wouldn't have got fired.
Yeah.
Think about that point. One.
Might be a good thing that we did.
Yeah.
Might good be point, a good thing. I'm losing.
He ain't the commissioner. He ain't the commissioner for nothing.
That's right. Always thinking ahead.
He ain't the commissioner for nothing. Score Buckeyes.
Down 11.
Not looking good.
But it's close. It's a close 11.
Big screen. I hate Jim Boeheim.
Jimmy.
Why isn't it filled up? Why isn't the screen filled up?
They're putting it on him right now.
They get teed up?
No. Them fans are putting it on him.
Oh, foul there.
Oh, he made that. That's a great shot.
There ain't no way he counted that.
Yeah, he did, because I seen the ref go like that.
Some guy tripped him.
I think that might be why Coach Boeheim is a little bit upset.
Might be upset over
He's
that.
He's thinking that foul happened before they shot it.
Before they shot it.
Sorry, Jim. Have a seat.
You're in Ohio.
Who's got the game? Teddy Valentine?
So that guy that's talking to him?
Teddy Valentine's there, I think.
Is from Indianapolis.
Who is it?
Bo
Schembechler.
Bo Borowski.
Bo Borowski.
You know him?
Yep.
Unbelievable. This guy's unbelievable.
He is unbelievable.
Love everybody.
Got any new young referees coming in this year?
There's a kid from New Bremen, Scott Smeezing.
Pretty solid.
Pretty solid. Played basketball at Edison State.
Mm-hmm.
About 6'4" or 6'5", whatever. I mean, then there are some guys that just, some older guys who know basketball. Steve Snap Pranger.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McClurg.
Yeah.
Not
Make
Mike
Ryan. Free throw, for God's sakes.
Jesus, Bill.
So
let's score
59-51.
Digger, down eight.
Let me ask you this here, Digger.
Yeah.
I heard something
over
yesterday, maybe, about officials. I think it's pregame yesterday for the WCSM girls game. They had a thing before the broadcast came on, talking about officials, and Dr. Denny
Morris
is in charge of something statewide. And there is a Zoom, Z-O-O-O-M thing. Is that something people can access? They were talking about the some of the things that they're emphasizing that need to be called this year. Is that something the public can access, Zoom.com?
I think you probably can. The thing is, it costs money.
Oh, okay.
And like, for I have it on my phone. The OHSA pays the fee.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of our
part of the deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they pay our share of it. So
we got any new rules, changes? Anything
nothing weird. Significant.
Nothing big.
That's, you know, they always have to change something stupid.
Yep.
Now, they were talking about, I can't remember the term they used, but the things that they're going to emphasize points, that they want you to...
Points of emphasis.
Points of emphasis, yep. So what are those this year? Is there anything real important that we need to think about or know about? Or
no, it's the same stuff they talk about every year.
Okay.
Physicality, travel, you know. And one of the things, you know, people probably, you know, in basketball today, everybody thinks that every time somebody makes a move, they travel. There really are very few, if you understand the rule, you know, people say, well, you get a step and a half for a layup. You don't get a step and a half for a layup. The rule is you can lift your pivot foot. You just can't return it to the floor before you shoot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have anything to do with it. You have a foot and a half and a half or whatever. But if you know the rule, a lot of those things that are called travels today are not travels. And so, you know, one of the points of emphasis is understand what happened, understand the pivot foot, and call travel only if it's a travel and you are 100% certain it's a travel. Because if you think about it, when you guess at that, you're taking a possession away. And, you know, in a, obviously a close game, a possession has a big impact, right? I mean, you're not only, you're giving yours up and you're giving it to the other team. So
here's what I'm thinking they should do. They get there, they have their, let's say their left foot's the pivot foot. They lift that up and hop to the basket. They haven't put it back down yet, so they didn't travel.
They've reestablished with that other foot.
Oh, darn, you got me on a technicality.
So what about shot clock? You a fan?
No, never work in high school.
Never work?
Nope.
Why is that? Why do you say it won't work? Because they don't have enough people to make it fly as far as the officials are?
It's going to cost money, number one.
Yeah.
Every school is going to have to buy two displays and a clock.
And somebody pay somebody
and
to run
pay
it.
Somebody to run it. And there are a lot of schools, especially in the MAC right now, that have trouble getting scorekeepers and scoreboard operators. And because it's a hell of a commitment. I mean, think about it, Bubba. How long have you done it?
Yeah, I know. Too long. 34 years.
But think of the commitment, right? I mean, during basketball season, if there's a game, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you don't want just somebody you grabbed out of the stands to do that and say, hey, we need somebody. You have to do it.
Yeah, just tonight you're going to run the 24-second clock.
I agree with you, boys.
Billy, heading out.
See you, Bill.
See you, Bill.
See you guys later.
Come back and visit us.
So that, and I would tell you that, you know, I officiated college basketball. You know, they obviously had the shot clock. And there's a lot of stuff from an officiating standpoint that you have to understand that, you know, you're putting another layer of responsibility on people that are doing this really as a, for lack of a better term, a hobby.
Are you concerned about lack of officiating?
Absolutely, every day.
I bet too. Yep.
So and it's really, you know, probably the worst sport is volleyball.
To get officials?
Yep.
Now, do you sign officials for volleyball? Yep. You really?
Yep. The second worst sport is baseball.
No kidding.
But you only need two for each one of those. Why?
Just
why is that so hard?
Because I always tell coaches they're geographical sports, right? So they start like a baseball game starts at 5.
Yeah.
So you can't get somebody from Lima that gets off work at 5 to come down here and umpire a baseball game.
Yeah, or at 4.
So it's very geographical. You have to find people in a small geographical area that can get to that site within, you know.
Is money a fix?
I don't think so, because you're never going to get to the point where it's going to make people say, you know what, I'm going to take off work to officiate that game.
Or I'm making $25 an hour to go get paid $13.
Right.
Okay, so you line them up. The schools pay them. Okay.
Right.
So if an athletic department, and our athletic departments around here have a lot of money. Most of them do. Okay. I mean, I'm saying they all have a excess $25,000. Not, you know, enough to run them.
why not pay a little extra?
Well, you know, one of the things I'll tell you is the Mac is kind of, since I've been involved, the Mac has been kind of leading the way when it comes to increasing pay for officials. And it's just something, you know, we're looking at it again for next year.
Is that because we need to or because we think we should?
I think it's a combination of both. I think, number one, I think here's my opinion, my philosophy. So, I mean, let's be honest. The Mac has some of the most competitive games in the state of Ohio.
Sure. Yes.
I told a football crew that was doing our Marion local Coldwater game this year. Went in after the game and, you know, they were talking about the game, thanked me for, and I said, look, we have, you know, that's a big game, but we have 5, 6, count them, right?
A year, right.
A year.
Yeah.
When, you know, Marion's playing Minster and Marion's playing
Coldwater,
Marion's playing St. Henry, and then.
Yeah, and Minster's playing somebody
exactly.
That's going to determine who gets in the playoffs.
Yeah, and any combination of those. And, you know, you go back for the last 2 years or 2 years previous, there were 2 years in a row where there were 3 teams in the state, right? One of them was Fort Recovery.
Yeah. Yeah.
2014.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. So you had 3 teams that were in the state final game 2 years in a row. One team was different. Right? Fort Recovery did it 1 year.
Yeah.
Minster did it the other. But my point is, those are state level games. When you're officiating the Fort Recovery
Coldwater
game.
Fort Recovery Minster, Marion.
Yeah. That is a state level game, whether you want to believe it or not.
Yeah.
And it's like that in every sport. And I always say, you know, we should have the best officials as good as we can get. Now, there are geographical limitations. But we should have the best officials we can get doing those games because they are that important.
Big games, right? Yeah.
And if you don't pay kind of the higher rate,
right?
You know, number one, people like to officiate those games.
Right.
I mean,
officials are competitors.
Absolutely.
So they're most of the guys that played sports. Yep. They love the game. They want to do the big game.
Absolutely.
And they want to, and you have to. And my philosophy is pay them. Because when you see, and I'll just take, when you go to a basketball game and you see Denny Morris or Steve Trout, or you pretty much know Reepinoff, somebody like that. That's kind of the crew. I mean, that's kind of
big game.
I mean, and there's probably, I'm going to say a dozen officials.
Right.
To have that mystique about them. You know what I'm saying? The guys when you look, I mean, I don't know how you do it, Digger, but my guess is if St. Henry's playing Marion, is you're going to look at that and you're going to say, I got to get this crew here, you know? And I think that's probably the same way in basketball, right?
Yeah. I mean, just when you think, I'll tell you the story, and this is how things can go bad, right? And when I say bad, I don't mean that, you know, they're bad officials that are doing the game. But so I had a game, and it's I would consider it probably one of the top 10 games of the year in boys basketball this year. And I had a pretty good, you know, I felt good. I looked at the crew and I said, you know what? That's a solid crew. And I got an email from one of them, said, hey, this is going on. I need to get off that game. He was a referee. The second guy emailed me a couple days later. Hey, I got to get off that game. Here's what's going on.
No.
So, you know who's available? I mean, not taking anything away from the guys that took the game. Because,
right.
But there aren't guys sitting at home that are capable of that game.
Right.
Yeah, because they're officiating somewhere else.
You know, it's funny. And I think it was maybe last year, 2 years ago, I said that we had a guy from Arcanum referee. I think it's Black or no.
Brown.
Ed Brown. Yeah.
Farmer Brown.
And I said he is the most arrogant official. I said, you know, he's okay, but he just, you know, he's everything. And Digger said,
And when you said that, I thought, you know what? From his standpoint, I'd say he's probably right. Digger said, I never have to worry about one thing when that guy does a game. I don't have to worry about getting any calls about it. I don't have to worry about anything because I know he'll handle every situation because he's a professional about it.
Yeah.
Where I would say that that's probably right. He's a guy who can take control of the game, keep it under control because he won't let it get out of control. Yeah. And I think that there's a lot to be said for guys like that.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, but, you know, some of the best officials, I mean, you look at some of these guys on TV, I don't care what sports you're talking about. Some of the best officials have, I won't call it arrogance because I think sometimes confidence equals arrogance in some people's eyes, but it's kind of supreme confidence. I mean, they know that that game isn't bigger than they are or than their capabilities.
Right.
So when they officiate the game, they may look like they're, you know, arrogant or cocky or whatever. I look at it. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, I kind of officiated the same way. I mean, now I won't say that I was outwardly kind of arrogant about it, but I knew that there wasn't a game I couldn't do.
Yeah, right.
And if I was going to do the game, it was going to be, you know, I wasn't going to let things get out of control. I, you know, the things that you have to take care of, you have to take care of.
Right.
And so, I do. I look at those things. I, you know, they're... Here's the kicker. So, you know, you look at the Steve Trouts and the Denny Morrises and the Tom Reapinoffs and, you know, the Clay Ermans and, you know, Eric Browns and these other guys that are, you know, and I'm missing a bunch that are probably listening.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, when these guys are done officiating and they retire,
we're hurting.
Somebody's
got it. Yeah.
Now there's a layer that's probably close. You know, you got like AJ Kramer, Ben Kramer, Tony Sweeterman.
Tony, yeah.
You know, there are some good officials that are right there.
Right.
But the problem is you're taking guys that you were putting on the biggest games that we have. And don't get me wrong, because Ben Kramer, AJ Kramer,
those guys,
and Tony Sweeterman are on those games too.
Yeah.
But
there aren't enough of them.
Right. And you're taking a group of guys and pulling them out of that equation and try to find replacements for people that you can put somewhere or send somewhere and you don't have to worry about them.
Sure. Break, Bobby? Yes, take a break. Last break of the night.
Yep.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library would like to invite the public to view the 14th Annual Fort Festival of Trees, December 3rd through December 29th, 2018. Each year, businesses, organizations, and individuals decorate Christmas trees or wreaths to be displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees, visitors vote for their favorite entry to see who will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name gets engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see our beautiful display beginning December 3rd during regular library hours.
He's number one. Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Feed. Don Kemper joins us.
Yep.
We're talking basketball officials. We're talking MAC. We're talking a little bit of everything tonight.
So, Digger, I know, like, the kids... From a standpoint of we're talking about the big games, and you're bringing in the big boys, you know, to do the games. I mean, as an official, it's got to be fun when you walk into a gym and it's like it's packed, you know, it's wall to wall packed. It's got to be more fun than having 10 people out there yelling at you all the time. You can sit there and look at them. Would you quit doing that? You know,
yeah, I mean, you know, Bubba said it earlier about you know, basketball, any kind of official. I don't care what you're officiating. They're competitive. I mean,
yes.
The people that aren't on that game want to be on that game.
Yeah, know? Exactly. I mean, and, that's a cool game to be on.
Yeah. And, you know, I can go back and think about some of the things that I was involved in. And you know, I never once thought, wow, that game with, you know, 100 people in the crowd, that was really fun.
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones you remember are the ones that
absolutely.
You know, people are hanging off the rafters and
yeah.
And it's a you know, 5-point game, you know, start
the whole
to finish.
Way. Yeah. War, yep.
And you know, those are fun, and it's, and, you know, that's the thing, and I would tell you that's the thing that probably allows me to get better officials is because the people do want to do those
it's
games.
It's a fun game.
Yep.
So here's another thing. They always say, like the MAC games are always big. Well, when we play somebody from down south, they come up, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, all this MAC, it's ridiculous. I mean, we are physical. I mean, it's just such physical on basketball on Friday nights. It's incredibly physical. And you guys keep it pretty good. I mean, to me it is. But then when you get to the next team comes up on Saturday night and we're just playing our regular game and then you just feel like their crowd is just like, this is ridiculous, you know, and it's like, no, it ain't. This is the way we play, you know, and I mean, that's normal, isn't it? I mean, well, yeah, I guess our kids are big and physical too. You know, a lot of times those kids come up from down south or, you know, somewhere else and they're like, they're scrawny little guys and they get beat up just because of our physicality, right. I think.
Yeah, and one of the things I would tell you along those lines is, you know, there's a difference in basketball between clean physical and dirty physical.
Yeah.
You know, you can do things dirty physical. You can chuck cutters and mm-hmm. and do things that you know, I mean, they're not basketball.
Yeah.
You know, you can play clean physical where, you know, verticality, a guy, you know, a smaller guy jumps into a bigger guy and he goes to the floor. Well, that isn't the bigger guy's fault, right?
Right.
He jumped into the bigger guy.
Right.
And, you know, people talk about the game of basketball being more physical today than it was. I would tell you that back in the day, you know, when I think back about, you know, basketball in the late 70s and early 80s,
yeah.
I think about, you know, there were fouls called that weren't really fouls on the people they called them on because, you know, people would drive down the lane and jump into somebody and that foul was on the person they jumped into.
Absolutely.
Well, that's not basketball.
We used to do that all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
You always lean forward and just kind of crash into the guy so you get a foul call.
Well, you were the best at it.
I could lean pretty far.
Yeah.
And then I'd cry when I didn't get the foul. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I didn't get fouled.
But they used to call that a lot.
Yeah.
And now a lot of times that's no called because it's either a player control foul on the player that jumps into you.
Right. He's out of control.
Yeah. Or it's a no call.
Yeah.
So you no call those a couple times.
Then he got quit doing
it. You got the people going, oh, this game's too physical. Somebody's going to get hurt. And then you call foul and, oh, you got to let them play, you know, depending on which side of the floor you're on.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. I would tell you that things get called incorrectly less today
than back then.
Than they did, you know, all through the 80s, I'll say.
But you think that's because you reffed a lot in the 80s.
What's that?
That's because you reffed a lot in the 80s.
So you're insinuating he made a lot of bad calls?
Digger sucked.
I was consistent, I thought he was pretty good.
I sucked consistently.
I didn't say great.
He was consistent.
Like you think I would, but he's pretty good.
Who's the best official ever come out of Fort Carey?
Chuck Etzler.
Doug Evers.
No. Chuck Etzler, probably. I hadn't thought about that, but I don't know if I've seen him as a basketball official, but he's pretty good. Chuck was really good. Do you swallow a peanut wrong?
Took her down sideways. You okay, Bubs? I'm like,
who's that, Schwierman?
Schwierman?
What's Schwierman?
It was Coach CYO about Rich.
Oh, Big Rich. Oh, yeah. He's our big CYO coach.
Yeah.
Yep. So, what was he an official? Is that why you brought him up? Or?
No.
Oh, okay. Well.
He was a solid CYO coach, though.
He was solid.
He won a lot of games.
Got the best out of us.
You're an idiot.
So, football. Who are the best several officials that you want to get in that game? Or do you want to put that out there? You don't have to.
There are a lot of
top tier.
I'll tell you that there are a lot of guys from, you know. A lot of people, a lot of our coaches, like Orrin and Derry Berry, and their crew, because they know they're not going to guess on things. They're going to, they're not going to call things that don't have a material impact or effect on the play. A lot of coaches like that, especially in football.
Yeah,
football a lot easier to do than basketball.
Yeah, I would say it would be too. It's.
Why is that? Because there's only 10 seconds of action, or because there's two or three times as many officials as there are in basketball, twice as many?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more, both?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, in basketball, you've got to call something immediately. Mm-hmm. In football, you've got time, right?
Yeah.
And so, you can process what happened. Now, the only difficult thing with football is you have to understand that, some cases, something's legal in one area of the field that's illegal somewhere else on the field. So you have to be aware of where it happened and whether it's legal in that area or not.
But you guys, as a group, like when you throw that flag and something's wrong, I've got a penalty. And then when you get together, then the other guy goes, no. That's in the wrong part of the field or something like that, where they can actually. It seems like you do that a lot. I mean, they'll run together, they'll talk a little bit, and then they'll make the call.
Right? I've seen recently, it seems like a lot more picking up the flag than I had in the past.
Yep.
Is that, am I perceiving that wrong, or am I just thinking that that's happened more?
No, I'd say that happens more because they do sometimes ask for input. And in some cases, there's, I teach a basketball officiating class. And the first thing I do in that basketball officiating class, I get one of the students to stand up and I hold up fingers behind their back. And the students are all sitting behind it or in front of them. And I say, how many fingers am I holding up? And their answer is, well, how do we know? There's a guy blocking our view. I said, exactly. And that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. It's all about angles.
Get in the right spot.
And being in, And so a lot of times something that a guy thinks happened, there's a guy that has maybe a better view of it that can say, you thought that happened, but here's what I saw.
Here's what happens now that used to never happen. Is that if a referee or line, whoever it is, throws a flag, the other guys will throw the flag as well. Because they want them guys to know that they
support it.
Exactly. Is that something that you tell the football guys, if they see it, you see it all the time. You see one go out and yep. here come another flying in.
Come flying in.
That guy's going to say, yeah.
Yeah, and in some cases, it's something obvious.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty cool.
You are cool.
It's good.
Now, I always saw that as, and so I like Bob's assessment better. I always thought of that as those officials saying, oh, I must have missed something. I don't want to look like I'm the guy that missed it.
No.
Mm-hmm. I like your assessment better.
Yeah, they're supporting the other guy.
Yep, I like that better.
Just like Harry Hall when you...
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
That's St. Henry. Remember him?
I do remember the guy. I don't remember what you're talking about there specifically.
Who was the referee when you walked out and grabbed your jacket?
I don't know those.
That wasn't Harry Hall.
No, it was not Harry Hall.
Well, he always had every Fort Carey Center game at St. Henry.
Well, the non-conference game.
I don't remember who they were. Somebody said, hey, that's the referee that was at St. Henry like three or four games
later. I wasn't looking at the referee.
Had no idea what he looked like.
Wait a minute.
I don't remember who it was. They were shorter guys. But
what is going on?
And I took my gray jacket and I was walking out the door. And right before that, Joe Bubba Bruns had thrown his gray sports coat. And somebody thought I grabbed his coat and was running out the door. There's all kinds of good stories on that one.
Gotta love it.
I remember I was there.
I was there for most of it.
It was awesome. It was.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, good luck with the Marion Flyers.
Flyers.
Thank you, Bubba.
Bring back a chance. Yeah, I'd like to see him win that.
Why not? Sucker.
Hell yes. First of all, I'm a big fan of their coach.
Yeah.
He's a really good person.
Good dude.
How about his slippers, though? He's a little shady on his slippers.
I seen you called him out on a slipper.
$100 you're wearing in practice. Don't fit.
Slippers, I don't know. What.
There's a Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nah, he's a good dude and marrying people, good people over there. And
yep. Get us another championship.
Hell yes. Why not? 120.
That would be 131.
None?
Wow.
One.
It's kind of gone on. I mean, last year was ridiculous.
Yeah.
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 I mean, Bremen, that surprised me. I thought their girls would win that state final.
I did too.
I couldn't agree more.
I couldn't imagine any team better than the four or five teams that were in that sectional district.
Yeah.
Those were
that was good.
Counting New Knoxville, there was five extremely good teams.
I think what happened a little bit was in the state semifinal. Bremen was playing so good, and when they lost a couple games, it kind of played with their psyche a little bit. Because I don't, you know, everybody's that way, but I think in girls especially, even though they won, it gave them a false,
a little nervous.
Yeah, because Versailles is better than the team that beat them. I mean, New Bremen.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought. I mean, I was watching. I had. I don't remember what I had going on that day. But I couldn't make it. Oh, we had a wedding. And I couldn't make it down to Dayton for that game, for that match. But I was watching on the internet. And, you know, I was never nervous thinking that they were going to lose. I mean, they were, I thought, clearly the better team.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were down, what, 2-0 against, was that St. Henry or whatever it was
right
before that. And, you know.
Yeah,
we don't care.
I've seen, you know, Coach Kramer in that. You know, I always think back to a couple of years ago
when
she was at St. Henry, and they played at Coldwater for the MAC championship, and they were down 2-0 or 0-2.
Yeah,
and Coldwater was ahead in the third game, like 13-6, and they came back and beat them. And Eric Goodwin, the AD at Coldwater, I had brought the MAC trophy for them to present. Mm-hmm. And he came over and got it out of the office thinking this game isn't going to last much longer during a timeout. Took it over there and
whoops.
Coldwater ended up getting beat.
Yeah.
And she's pretty good. She's a pretty good coach.
You know, it's amazing. We're sitting there before Fort Gary played New Bremen. And they're playing, St. Henry's playing Marion. And I think I was, we went the game with you.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting over there before the St. Henry Marion's playing, and I'm talking to Diana. And it looks like, you know, Marion's going to win, you know, and she said, don't ever bet against St. Henry. She said, there's something about them kids. They just know how to win. And it's exactly, that's their mentality. And she, you know, she grew up there, and she, sure enough, she has brought that mindset over to New Bremen. And it's unbelievable how good New Bremen's football. And look at Paige Jones. I'm not saying Diane Webker made Paige Jones. What I'm saying is she got her ready for that level because she is unbelievable.
She was freshman of the year this week. Or freshman of the week.
I've seen that.
I mean, she's I've watched some videos.
She's good.
It's unbelievable.
She is really good.
I said, watching her, I said, you know, I've watched a lot of volleyball over the years. Yeah. And she was by far the best volleyball player I've ever seen.
Oh, she was unbelievable.
That's saying a lot because we've had some really good ones in our
league. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You're right. We got Ohio State players. But, you know, we've got players everywhere. And she's the best ever. Yeah,
I think so. I mean, and that's not a slight to other players.
No.
She's that
not
good.
At all. Yeah.
I know early in the season, we had a football game. We ran over to Buppy's and we flipped it on and they had a Friday night match. And I couldn't believe how good she was. You know, and this was like probably five games into this thing. And I'm saying, okay, she's the best one on the floor. And she's at Michigan. This is incredible.
And
she's that good.
I think at that early in the season, they were in the top 25 or 50, and they just kept on creeping up. I don't know where the season ended up, but they were really good. And she was a huge part of that.
Yeah, they just got an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. They play, I think, the Naval Academy, maybe in Pittsburgh.
Is that right?
Somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's. I saw, of course, they have highlights, and some of it are highlights of her, and some are highlights of Michigan. But when it's highlights of Michigan, she's a third of it.
Right.
It's just, she is so good.
Yeah, she is special.
Man.
Thanks for coming over.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure coming to Fort Cover.
Awesome. Let's get over here halfway through the basketball season. We'll bring more on with you. Rob, Double B. Double B, Emily.
Double B.
Double B.
The first one's silent.
The Double B. Yep, that's right. Fee, we'll get him tomorrow night, buddy.
Yeah.
Girls basketball. Crash. It's going to be a tough one.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
She's always good.
She's always good.
We're going to be hurting a little bit.
Yeah, if we lose. Yeah,
we're having a girl out, but.
I got to throw something out there real quick.
Right up.
On the archives, we've been having trouble, and I believe we haven't been able to communicate with our archives provider for 2 years. They've been charging us for it and haven't been providing much. Now we can't seem to access the archives. The best thing to do, Chuck has almost everything changed over to our new archives, which we were going to do anyway.
Perfect.
And you go on to our website, and instead of clicking on the particular show that you want to do, go to our archives. And it's a little bit different negotiating, but you can find pretty much everything in there now. So go to our regular FortRecoveryRadio.com. Go to, click on at the top. I think it's a second button up there that says archives. And it's a whole different way of finding stuff, but you can find everything in there. You have to scroll. He's in the process of trying to get stuff organized, but it takes forever to do that. So things are accessible now.
I did talk to Justin Ferks.
Oh.
And I offered him an invitation to come up, and he said tonight works bad, but he will come up.
Oh, that's great.
In the future and talk about Indian sports and Fort Recovery schools, and that'd be good to have Justin come up here.
That'd be really good.
Absolutely, and talk Indian Fort Recovery school system, and appreciate him getting back with us on that, and that'd be a lot of fun.
I appreciate you doing that,
Bob. I tried to get Jim Lachey on tonight about adding it. I'd say I bet his son had something going on there.
Whatever
he went to a top 25 thing.
Columbus, let's see what he says here. I'm heading to a banquet tonight. It's Columbus Super 25.
Oh, big.
Yep.
Big.
Beep.
I said.
Prick.
That's better than Fort Recovery Radio, ?
Come on.
He has been on Fort Recovery Radio. He did. They talked to him at the state finals. When we were there, so 14 or 15, whatever that was. So.
Sounds good, boys. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right.
Let's have
get
a good
her started.
One.
Hey, good
luck.
We'll talk about her next Wednesday.
All right, man. See you later. Fort Recovery Radio, Bubba and Fee.
listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.